Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 1st of July. Well, it wasn't to be for Libertarian, as the colt failed to sparkle in last Saturday's Irish Derby at the Curragh. Trained for the final time by Elaine Burke, near Midlam in North Yorkshire, having been acquired by Sheikh Mohammed's Newmarket-based Godolphin operation, Libertarian just didn't run his race, which was a great pity after winning the Dante Stakes at York in May, and then finishing second to Ruler of the World in the Derby at Epsom. Trading Leather, second to Libertarian in the Dante Stakes, took the Irish Derby for trainer Jim Bolger, with Ruler of the World unable to mount a serious challenge in his bid for a Derby double. Former Grand National winning rider Graham Lee is really making his mark on the flat, and this was emphasised by his notable winning double at Newcastle last Saturday. He partnered Jack Dexter to victory in the Chip Chase Stakes, a Group 3 contest for sprinters, followed by a brilliant ride on Tominator to win the Northumberland Plate, the famous heritage handicap for stayers over 2 miles. Despite carrying top weight, Tominator just got up to deny Oriental Fox and win the race for a second time after being successful 2 years ago. Well, Graham Lee is riding at Pontefract this afternoon, Monday, a 7-race programme at the West Yorkshire track, which begins at 2:30. Rufford won on his debut recently at York, and he can land the Spindrifter Condition Stakes for 2-year-olds at 3 o'clock. While the aforementioned Graham Lee can partner recent air winner Midnight Dynamo to victory in the valuable sprint handicap race for fillies and mares at 4 o'clock. Spats Columbo dead-heated for first place at Carlisle a fortnight ago, and he looks the part in the middle distance handicap race for 3-year-olds at 4:30. Well, the action moves to Catterick on Wednesday, the first of 4 consecutive Wednesday afternoon meetings at the North Yorkshire course. Racing is scheduled to begin at 2:30, and funds will be raised for St. Teresa's Hospice in Darlington. There's a double header of racing on Friday, with an afternoon card at Doncaster due to start at 2 o'clock, while racing on Friday evening at Beverley is set to begin at 6:30. Then it's back to Beverley for the annual Coachman Caravans race day on Saturday afternoon, due to begin at 1:55. Also on Saturday, one of the great races of the season, the Group 1 Coral Eclipse Stakes at Sandown Park, is due off at 3:50. This famous race over a mile and a quarter is shown live on Channel 4 Racing, and recent Royal Ascot winner Al Kazim, trained by Roger Charlton, is the rock-solid favourite. His main rivals appear to be the Foug and Mars. And just to mention that there's racing next Monday evening, the 8th of July, Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse Ripon, starting at 6:20. More about that next week. Enjoy your racing.